dirty swamp water. Okay? Who wants to drink dirty swamp water? No one. Most people in evangelicalism go like this. They dump just enough off the top and they go, give me some of Jesus on top. Still got all the dirty swamp, worldly carnal stuff. You gonna drink that with a little bit of water on top? No, God says, empty your vessel. Jesus says, cleanse the inside of the cup and everything else will be taken care of. Then you get filled up with the living water. And this is important. As God fills you up, you don't just sit on what you got. You know what you do? Pour it out to others. And guess what God keeps doing?
Refilling.
Filling you back up. You're never old. Because water gets stale if it sits in a container. Keep refilling it. Always new. God's word, God's truth is always new. And if you will surrender and yield to Him, lose everything in your life. Pluck out all of that stuff that is carnal. You're not going to win every battle, but you will win the war if you focus on Him and you seek the kingdom of God with everything you are. Make it your passion, your portion. The parable, I love this one. The pearl of great price.
Are you talking about the one where he sold his land and all that and he went digging? Is that the one?
This guy knows there's a treasure on a piece of land. Yeah, that's a parable. And it says, ready? The Bible says, and he went and he gave up a couple of things to go get the land to go back. It says he gave up everything to go back and possess that treasure. Same thing with the pearl of great price. I think it says the man.
The parable is Jesus is the treasure and we give up everything in our lives.
Everything to follow him. Okay. Yeah, you can't hold on. He said you can't have two masters. You'll be miserable. You can't. He said, I'm your master. This is beautiful. He bought us with a price. We're not our own. His shed blood cleanses us and redeems us. He's not a get out of hell card. This is a big one. Ready? Everybody wants a savior. Want to go to heaven. Not many want a Lord. What's a Lord?
Not many want a Lord, you said.
Lord. The Lord says, serve me, obey me, walk in holiness, lose your life. The savior just comes and saves you. Then he says, I'm your Lord, your master. Nobody wants that. Very few. Very few. We know a few. So I want to encourage you. There are a godly remnant of people, but here's what I see. They're scattered all over the world, and there's one or two here and there. I don't know a building full of them. I don't know a system full of them.
And I can't find them.
Don't look for them.
See, you don't look for people like yourselves.
No.
Want to go out and street preach?
No.
No, but see, that's because you have a wife.
Okay, that's fine.
But you
have a brother.
True. It's not the same, though.
Hold on. How do you know?
Actually, I could share an intimate love with him.
Yeah.
But not in the same way.
How do you know God has a wife for you? Are you willing to live the rest of your life celibate and just become a man of God?
I would be.
Then you need to tell God that. And here's what you do. Live your life every day serving him. And if he's got a wife for you, you think he's big enough to find her and introduce you?
Right.
Then just trust in that. Don't be looking for a wife. You know what you're going to end up with? A feminist wife that's going to lead you around by the nose. If you look for one, let God find your wife for you. And here's a beautiful thing. Ready? If you think you're going to be married someday, you too. Would you like to be married someday?
I would like to.
Okay. Here's what you do. Ready?
Better.
First of all, how old are you?
36.
20.
Okay. 20?
He's young. And he knows all that scripture.
You got a head start.
Yes, he does.
I promise you, unless you guys are like what they call cradle robbers, your wife's alive somewhere. Some guys marry women 20 years or difference, but
I see.
Okay, your wife's alive somewhere. Ready? So I have a question for you. When you're talking about like your challenges, if your wife is alive somewhere, maybe she's a believer now, maybe she's not yet, maybe she's gonna run into a street preacher that preaches and she becomes born again. How do you want her to live when she's waiting to be your wife? You want her to
faithful because it's like she's not only in a sense cheating on me, but she's cheating on the Lord also.
Yeah. So you don't want her whoring around, laying with men, going, oh, that's my future wife. You want her pure and blameless. How do you want to live for your future wife? So your future wife might be out there. How are you going to live waiting for her? You should be praying for her, and she should be praying for you, and you don't even know each other. And when you meet each other and get married, you go, I've been praying for you for 3 years. And you go, wow, that's crazy. I was living holy 3 years ago. So was I. I was waiting for you. Yeah, me too. God brought us together.
Is that what happened with you two?
Not quite. not quite. Actually, we work together. We work together. And
that's
we,
fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
We work together and we were married and I got tired of being a worldly claimed Christian, and I came home one day and I said, I'm done running from God. She said, what are you talking about? She was a worldly feminist woman, she'll tell you. I was a worldly carnal man. I said, I'm done running from Christ. I said, I'm going to follow Jesus with all that I am. She looked at me and she said, what are you talking about? I go to church, a Lutheran church. I said, that's not it. And she would not have listened to me in her that state. And I looked at her and I said, you must be born again. I believe I was at the point of being born again almost. I said, you must be born again. She goes, what? And I said, you must be born again by the Spirit of God. That's all I told her. I said, go read it in the Bible. She wasn't going to listen to me at that time. I went in the house, same house, on my journey a couple weeks, her and her journey. She came back maybe a week or two later, and she said, she was mad at me. She goes, I've been reading the Bible. I said, yeah. She goes, you knew all this. And I said, what? She goes, we've been worldly. We've been partying. We've been drinking. We aren't born again. And she said, you knew we were going to hell, didn't you? And I said, I did. She goes, why didn't you tell me? I said, how am I going to tell you? I was worldly, drunk, drinking, till I came to myself. Within 2 weeks, we were both born again, decided to serve Christ, and ever since then, we've been on an upward trend of serving Christ with all of our hearts, and He's brought us to these places, and we meet people all over the country.
Do you do this outside of Wisconsin, too?
Yeah, all over the whole country.
Really?
We go all over. On my website, I have hundreds of street preaching videos.
Check that out,
we did
that.
The last